And we're going to go, I'm going to say something that's off topic now, but it can be quite interesting, I think, for our listeners.
Mm.
Most countries, you can, like China, you can just buy a TV and then you can connect it up and just watch TV, no problem.
Uh-huh.
In the UK, if you buy a TV, you also need to buy a license. So in the UK, 你需要买一个许可证才能看电视。
Why?
And there's a reason for this. The BBC programs and TV channel in the UK, they have no adverts in them at all. And this is based on the idea that if the TV channel has no adverts, then it cannot be influenced to give information which is biased towards advertising. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is good. That is good.
Yeah.
But can you see advertisements on TV anyway?
You can on other channels, that's right. But on BBC channels, there are no advertisements. Yeah.
BBC, okay, good. Yeah, I think that's something that we can imitate in China, but I don't know what the government thinks about that. So anyway, we don't give
such
suggestions.
I think it's not to do with the government. I think it's more to do with consumers. I mean, a lot of people in the UK actually are against it because the 许可证 is quite expensive. It costs 1 year about £150. So
that's really expensive.
Yeah, so it's about, you know, 1,800 yuan. I don't think people in China would be happy to pay 1,800 yuan a year just to watch TV.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I won't pay, at least. I'd rather let the advertisement go. 就让他们去放广告好了，我也不要花这个钱哈。Yeah, we've been through so many different fields. Have you learned how to say those jargons and terms that are very fun and fascinating, actually, to you when you talk about AI and robots? Oh, we don't mention robot, but anyway, maybe in next episode, we will do that. 下次我们再说那个机器人的事情啊。其实 AI 和机器人我总觉得说他们两个之间你说有什么本质的区别吗？ Is there any essential difference between AI technology and robots?
Yeah, I think when we talk about robots, we are talking about a machine which is physically, for example, moving, with moving parts and things. AI, for example, it can be more related, we can say, to the software side of things. So it's the actual programming side of things. And AI might not necessarily be in a product that's meant to be a computer and doing something. It could be in another product like a car, for example. So we wouldn't normally refer to a car as a robot. And it can be included into a speaker system. For example, I know in China now there are many speakers which now have AI technology. You can talk to it and it will play a song for you.
Speaker system like microphone or stereos?
I mean, there's a lot of Bluetooth speakers. I mean, for example, Xiaomi, because I'm a Xiaomi fan. You can buy a Bluetooth speaker and it's got Xiao Ai in it. So you can just say, Xiao Ai, 请播放, blah, 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 and it'll play the music for you.
Okay, 就是跟我们家的那个什么,我不敢说名字的那个机器人一样。我现在说的,它还是会说话的。
Yeah, so, so.
Okay, good, yeah. So, it's time for me to suffer a bit. Can you just quiz Julie? Yeah, quiz Julie session, please.
Okay, so I want you to, tell me then some different kinds of usage of artificial intelligence. Can you name two of them, please?
Two of them, artificial intelligence, I think. Let me think about that. We have lots of, ways to use them, actually. Like in medical system, we can use like smart imaging technology, right? And, we have the automatic evaluation or marking system in education, like in the test system, 就是智能的语音评测。And automatic, customer services, automatic facial recognition system, something like that.
Yeah. And today with internet applications, we often have the phrase 云服务. Yes. Could you tell me in English how to say that? And then some examples of how, it is used.
云服务 in English is like cloud services or cloud services platforms. So like the, for example, the, video sharing sites and applications like WeChat and Alipay, they have something like mini programs installed in that. So you don't have to download those mini programs, but you can use them via your Alipay or WeChat. So they are kind of a cloud service, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, I'd like to talk to our listeners now. Mm-hmm. Could you please let us know what hardware or what equipment you have which has artificial intelligence in it? I'd be interested to know. I mean, some of you might even have a smart vacuum cleaner which can clean the floor. With
technology.
So please let it, you have it, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What about our listeners? So please come and tell us. Yeah.
Okay, 所以这个 Alex 大家留的这个问题很好啊，就是你有什么，你的生活当中有什么样的，就是有这种 AI 技术的这种应用，比如说智能机器人、扫地机器人这种啊，或者是智能的什么什么，带着智能字眼的可能都会是。所以呢 ，We'd love to hear what you have to share about the AI technology that is being used in your daily life. Okay.
So and another question I'd like to ask is, have you had any arguments with AI technology? Because, I give an example, my father-in-law, he has a GPS system in his car and it's supposed to be voice activated and you're supposed to be able to just talk to it naturally like a human being. But many times he has spoken to it and it hasn't understood what he said. So he gets very, very angry at it and starts shouting at it. Do you have the same experiences? Please come and share them. Yeah.
你有没有和就机器人或者是智能交互设备吵架的这样的经历？就是 sometimes you can't understand what it is talking about to you, right? 这可能对于老人来说，你家里的老人可能会更有这样的经历吧。可以 share 他们的经历给我们哦。另外呢，就是 Alex, 我们也是欢迎大家去 consider what you want us to talk about in the next episode or the next episode. We want to focus on the things you are interested in, right, Alex?
That's absolutely right. We love to welcome, all our listeners to interact with us, talk to us, so that we can discuss the sort of topics that you would like to listen to.
Yes, yes, very much true. So, that's the end of the session. See you next time. Bye. Thank you, Alex. Bye.
Bye.